Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing, and I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey, friends. I'm excited to hang out with you today on the Busy Vibrant Mom. This is nice and sunny. Maybe it's sunny where you're living, nice and spring-like. Our yard is finally turning green. We live in California, so it's only green up until like May, April-ish. And then it starts turning brown, and it is brown up until probably November, December. The gold kind of brownish colors of the mountains. And it's kind of sad. It's so beautiful right about now where it's springtime and crisp and green. So hopefully it is blooming where you live and you are enjoying it. Today, we're going to be talking about a powerful message to the tired and weary working Christian moms. I know I need this message. And I was just thinking about this today that you might be in a space that you need this message too. So let's jump in. Today, we're going to talk about how being a mom can take a lot of work, as we all know, and it can feel kind of lonely at times and weary. We're often doing the same tasks day in and day out, right? I know when my littles were little, which they are not anymore, it was just a goal to keep them alive, right? You're just doing the same tasks, the same routines of mealtime and feeding and nursing and making sure they're not chewing on something they shouldn't, or they choke, or that they have enough that they're doing and they're having fun and they're well taken care of. And then you get a little bit of a nap and you do lots of laundry and then you do everything all over again. Now, within this stage of them being elementary school and middle school and almost into high school, I know we're almost there, friends. We are. It is more of making lunches and doing laundry and cleaning and meals and routines and homework and driving carpool, all the things, right, that make up your day. And sometimes those seem to just go round and round like you're on a merry-go-round. And you kind of get lost in just the humdrum of the day, right? The same kind of tasks that are going over and over. I know we all get a little bit tired and a little bit weary as moms from that cycle of routine, that cycle of just day in and day out stuff. And so what can help us kind of flip the switch to be more energized and just have more joy in our everyday? I think that's one of the main things people want to know, right? What can bring me more joy during the day so that I can be re-energized and really look forward to my day and enjoy it? So I just want to bring this to you that close intentional relationships is what we were created for. We were created for community. And I think that's the most powerful message for moms who are tired and weary, that they need community. It may seem like one more thing to try to add to that to-do list, right? But I think it's so important. So today we're going to talk a little bit about how to find your people, and a little bit about friendships and people in general. Whether you're an extrovert or an introvert, I'm sure you're going to want to tune in. You may be driving, so just go ahead and listen, or your hands may be busy doing all kinds of things. If they are, then just listen. If not, you might want to take some notes. So do what works for you. All right, let's jump in. So recently, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and I have a really good book by Lisa Tremaine about friendships that I've been meaning to read. I got through part of it, and then I haven't read, come back to read the other portion. One of my new goals for this year is to start reading. I always feel like reading is a luxury. Like I have to not have anything else on my to-do list to then be able to sit down and read. And so I'm trying to train myself that I can sit down and take a break and read, even if I don't have all my to-do list finished. And so it's hard for me to do that because I think of reading as like, oh, that's just, you're totally just relaxing and reading stuff. And I have all these other things that I need to be done before I can just sit down and relax. So I'm trying to retrain my brain that, you know, reading is a good thing and I should make time for it. So that is one of the books on my book list. But just listening to that, reading, thinking about just friends and friendships, it can be really hard as moms to find friends and to find our people. And sometimes friends change, maybe your season of life. I've had very good friends who have moved away, so now we don't get to see each other as much. We connect and see each other sometimes, but it's a lot less frequent than it used to be. So you may have friends like that, or maybe friends that you've connected with online who live in different states and different areas. A friendship can be tough. So we're going to talk about just how to find your people. And as I said, take this with a grain of salt because I'm still working on finding my people too. I was listening to Mesmerized. It's another podcast by Cynthia Yanoff. She is just so fun. I encourage you to go check it out if you haven't. But she's really fun. And she was talking about either she had this, I can't remember if it was her or a speaker that was on that she referenced, had an idea about friendships. And they said, friendships are like a house and you have a lot of mailbox friends. So a lot of friends you see every day that are down by your mailbox. You have a few people who come and hang out on the front porch. You have a bunch of front porch people. And then you have very few that make it to the couch inside the house. So I want you to just think about that reference and that picture as far as friendships. I think it can be really helpful in kind of seeing where we are in space and time and as friendships and where we are in our community. So if you have that in your mind, think of that. Also, Kendra Adachi just did a recent episode on her podcast called The Lazy Genius and was all about how to start friendships and the idea around friendships. And that I found very helpful as well. It was interesting. She stated that you can't just jump into a super deep relationship. You have to kind of work up the steps, work up the levels to get there. Now you may find somebody that, you know, you really connect with and you can jump a couple levels and really connect your friendship. Maybe there's just a spark when you connect. And so maybe you jump a couple levels, but you still need to meet. You still need to spend time with that person. You still need to hang out to really build a solid friendship. So with those two kind of groundwork phrases in place, we're just going to jump on in. So number one, your mailbox friends. These friends, as I was thinking about it, are kind of friends that you meet that are with the things that you are doing, either places or hobbies or things that you are doing, which there are other people. So it's families at school for your kiddos that you may be connected with. Maybe if your kids do sports after school, you're connected with certain sports families. It could be people from church that you're connected. These are people that you're connected with in a certain context or a certain environment. Maybe like every morning I go to the gym and I see my same gym people and I love hanging out with them. It's what gets me up in the morning is that community, those friendships of people who will ask, you know, where were you yesterday morning? I missed you. You didn't come in. Or I was expecting to see you and work out and we didn't get a chance. These are people who I know their names. I know some about their family and where they live, but we're not super deep friends. So that's kind of number one. And you can have lots of mailbox friends. And I think the more mailbox friends, the better. I think it's really important to just connect with lots of people. And with that, I have to say, my mom is one of the best ones at connecting. She's very extroverted and she knows everybody in her town and she knows even more people. No matter where we go, she asks people, her server, she asks bank people, she asks whoever we might meet in that day. It drives my children nuts. Kind of cringe, but now they've just kind of gotten used to it. But she asks what's their name. She asks how they're doing. And so if she just finds somebody in an elevator that's riding with us, she'll just ask, oh, what's your name? Oh, Paul. Okay, great. Good to meet you, Paul. How's your day going? She's just very outgoing and will talk with everybody to the point of it being awkward or a little embarrassing. But I think it is just so much fun. She has such a better enjoyment of her day and helps other people to enjoy their day by connecting. So I would challenge you to just have fun with that. If you're feel a little awkward and want to stand off a bit, just smile and wave and just engage with people and the people around you, I think is really important. So those are our mailbox friends. Those are all the people we meet on a regular basis. The second kind of level of friendship, as I was thinking about this, is kind of your front porch friends. And in thinking about this, you kind of think, okay, well, so I have all these people that I just know from things and I connect with. So what are my front porch people? So as you're kind of thinking about this, I would challenge you to think those are the kind of people that you make an extra effort to see outside of the things and the events that you're doing. So for example, I get together with several moms, usually on a monthly basis. Sometimes we're able to get together sooner. Sometimes it's a little longer, but we get out, we go to dinner, or we meet at somebody's house and bring just desserts or appetizers and just have a fun evening together. And it's been really encouraging. They're just really fun to hang out with. And there's nothing better than a good laugh. There's nothing better than a friend making you laugh and feeling joyful and just fun in your day, commiserating about children or work or work-life balance, or, you know, that your husband snores or all the things. So it's fun to be able to connect and know that you are not the only one and that you are in a group, right? That you have your people. So I think that's really fun. That can be extra enjoyment to be able to have those things on the calendar to look forward to. Now, I have to say, if you are looking for a group specifically, and you're wondering, where do I find these people? I just moved somewhere, or maybe you're not new to the area, but you just haven't reached out and you don't feel like you have that many solid friendships. So one great place that I have found is through the church. There's usually a mom's group or a Bible study or some kind of thing that you can easily connect with some moms and see if maybe there's one or two people there that you can really connect with, that really become your front porch people. Or also, I love MOPS. MOPS brought me so much joy when I had my little tiny ones and I was just starved for community, because you were just in the thick of diapers and potty training and feeding tiny children and keeping them alive, that it's so encouraging to go to something where you have all these other moms who are connecting and ask them, what do you do for your kid? And my kid's going through this. What do you think? And it was just super encouraging as a young mom to be able to talk with other moms and connect. So MOPS is a group where it was originally called MOPS because it's Mothers of Preschoolers. And so a lot of churches have MOPS group, and it's typically 0 to 5 is the age of your kids right before kindergarten. And then once they hit kindergarten, you go into like a different stage of MOPS. So MOPS has rebranded and now they are called MomCo because they wanted to make their name more inclusive to all moms and not just mothers of preschoolers. But they have had their name for over 50 years. So a lot of people still know them as MOPS, as that organization. But if you are looking for a good, really solid group, MomCo is the best place. So you can find them online. I was just looking up groups that were around here and wondering, maybe I'll start going to one of those. They now have groups that are, as I said, 0 to 5. Or if your kiddos are older, they are age 6, 5, 6 and above. And so I just found it super helpful. And it was a really easy way to connect and connect with other moms that were in the same sphere and the same situation in life. Their kids were the same age. They were going through a lot of the same stuff. And you were able to just talk and hang out. I loved the MOPS groups because it was at a church on, I think, Wednesday mornings. And we would bring our kiddos and then our kiddos would go play, and they had teachers who would love on them. And you could have a break for 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours in the morning. You hand your kiddos off and they would just go play. They would do lots of fun stuff. And you either would just talk with the women at your table, or maybe you would have a speaker. Maybe there would be an event or a craft or a game, but you would do something fun with the moms that were there to build community. And it was just the best. It was like a nice deep breath, like a breath of fresh air when you were trying to do all the things as a mom. You could actually sit down. We would take turns bringing food. And so there would always be a brunch. So you'd be able to have brunch. So then it would mean you didn't have to eat lunch, which was great because you were usually running after children and trying to take care of them. And so it was really awesome. You'd go, you'd have community, you'd be fed physically and spiritually and mentally, and then you'd be able to recharge and hang out with your kiddos. And that just gave me the energy I needed for the rest of the week. It was just so much fun. So I highly encourage, if you are looking for your people, that is a great place to start. There's so many other places, but start with your church, start with a MomCo group. All right. So we've talked a little bit about our mailbox friends that we see every day within the things and the places that we're going. We've also talked about our front porch people, and those are the people that we kind of let on the front porch. They're people you have a really good connection with, or that you are doing things with outside of the normal everyday stuff. You're making an effort to have them over to dinner, to go somewhere fun, to go plan something, to go have a night evening together or an afternoon, whatever it might be. So the third section of a friendship, or the category, would be your couch friends. These are the friends that you let in the front door. These are the friends that you're super vulnerable with. These are the friends that you can call at 3 a.m. These are kind of your diehard friends. The ones that you are there at 2 a.m. if their kiddo is in the hospital and they need you to come get them. Or they're the friends that you call when the world blows up. Usually you have 1 or 2, maybe 3 or 4 really good couch friends, but these are the friends that you really want to nurture these relationships. For me, it's tough. A lot of my couch friends have moved, or the situations have just changed and we're not as connected. So I think it's important. It's especially awesome with the internet and with online and everything that you can connect. So just nurturing those relationships. And I think in the future, that's kind of one of the places I will be pouring in more of my energy, is just to nurture those relationships and realize where I'm putting my time and which relationships I'm trying to nurture and take care of. So I really hope that helps. We, as moms, it can be very lonely and very kind of the same. So we need that spark of just joy and community and people who just get us and can laugh and can have fun. So I think especially with summer coming and with it being kind of springtime, that kind of new life, new relationships change is just that energy is in the season. So this might be a season where you just want to lean into whatever community you have. As the times change and your kiddos are out of school, maybe it's a time where you want to invite more people over, where you want to just be spontaneous and have people over for dinner and say, I don't know what's in your fridge, but just bring something and we're just going to make it up as you come over. So I would just challenge you to think about what kind of community you can build. Who are your mailbox friends, to write those down? Who are your front porch friends? And who are your couch friends that you really need to dive into and nurture that relationship? I really hope that this has helped you and kind of given you an idea and a framework for how to build community and how to build friendships. And I know it can be tough as busy moms to find that extra time. We're often strapped for time anyway, right? We feel like we're running around like a chicken with our head cut off, doing so many things, running from carpool and all the stuff. So if you are looking at your schedule and you're like, I don't know how to fit in one more thing. I know that I need it. I know that I would love to have community, but that extra step seems like a really big step. It seems like I'm walking up those stairs and this is like one of the last stairs, but it is a big stair. And I don't know if I can get there. I don't know how to rearrange my schedule so that I can meet with other moms during the week. I don't know where to find them. It just seems overwhelming. I would love to be able to help you because I don't want you to have to stay in that space where you may be lonely and weary and just trudging along as one person. You really need a community just to come alongside you and cheer you on, my friend. So if that's something that you need, reach out. I would love to work with you and see what we can do. You can reach me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at birdmichelle.com. And I would just love to work with you if you need anything. So with all this, I do really hope that you're able to take what we've talked about today, those three different types of friendships, and just kind of put a list together, maybe on your phone or in a journal or on your planner, of who are the people that you want to invest that time with? Who are the people that those relationships really matter? So I challenge you to just do that. And don't be afraid to lean out and ask someone to coffee, or maybe just bring them something that you know might brighten their day. By brightening other people's days and reaching out, you will actually be brightening yours. Until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.